Hey there, it's Dan Gadima from Startup Pop. And today I am going to be talking a little bit with Mark Lehman from Smart Crypto Cafe in West Palm Beach. Say hi.
Good morning.
So, before I pull up, I just want to tell Mark about how I got into the podcast stuff. We're good like that. So, they built an Alley Fitness at my corner. Mm-hmm. And that resulted in me going to the gym because I could walk there and taking my wife there. And then at the gym, I realized I don't want to just stare at the TV. So I realized I probably have to start listening to podcasts. And then I got used to it. Mm-hmm. And then I started listening to Mark Maron. And he kept talking about anchor.fm. You heard that one?
Yes.
So I went, he said, yeah, don't do a podcast, go to anchor.fm. So I went to our anchor.fm and I created a podcast. So before I start asking any questions, I want to mention on all the podcasts I mentioned that SEO Turbo Booster is the product that we're promoting at SEOTurboBooster.com, mainly for product, supplement, multi-location businesses. If you're interested in learning more, go to SEOTurboBooster.com. So Mark, tell me initially, how many months again in the business?
So we've been here, we signed our lease March 1st.
Okay.
We open just before April, right around April. Did a grand opening May 1st.
2019.
Yes.
Okay.
We actually formed a corporation back in September, but it took us a while to find a location.
So tell me, explain the business. Explain what it is.
We are a coffee shop.
Okay.
That is probably the one thing that we need to emphasize more than anybody else or anything else. We are a coffee shop.
Okay.
But we are a tech-focused, crypto-based, crypto-themed coffee shop.
So just to let people know, if they've been a member of Caffeine Spaces in the past, this is Mark, who is the founder. And Mark, will Mark admit here that all of us told him to open a coffee shop?
The name was Caffeine Spaces. It was meant to be as a coffee shop.
But you didn't offer coffee there.
Because they wouldn't give me the permits to do it in the research
part. We thought you were just trouble.
No, I can't say this more and more. I was not allowed to create...
it's a bad location.
The location going in, I thought that I could create the coffee shop. We were to do the coffee shop. I had all the office space to do all the cottage industries.
Okay.
And come to find out that because there was a pizza place on the corner that had a non-compete with the research park, I could not sell coffee.
Wow, that's
and awesome. My name was Caffeine Spaces.
And the final part about this is a major turnaround, right? This is what it's really about. This is what it's about.
All right. So yeah, we are a coffee shop, but we're not just a coffee shop. Okay. We have to really emphasize that as well. We are very crypto themed. We do meetups almost every night.
Okay.
We're structured.
Do you take Bitcoin and Ethereum?
Yes. We take almost every coin that is available as long as we can create a wallet and it's on an exchange that we can sell it easily.
Okay.
You know, I can't.
So when Bitcoin's really high, is this place packed?
It goes both ways. When it's crashing, people are coming in. When the price goes down, it means it's on sale. It means people want to buy.
Okay, so let's back up a second. So give people very specifically where it is so they can drive there right now.
All right, so we are in downtown West Palm Beach, right in the very center. If you were to do a Google search for West Palm Beach, the building that we're in is dead center.
The Como building?
Como building.
Como building.
It was one of the first skyscrapers. It was built in, 1909 or something like
but
that. It took 9 years to build.
But two blocks from the circle at the end of Clematis Street,
yes.
Right?
So our address is 319 Clematis Street.
Okay.
We're suite 101, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401.
And your website?
SmartCryptoCafe.com.
SmartCryptoCafe. And so what's the... This podcast is just going to cover a bunch of questions I have for Mark, but... We were talking about some stuff earlier. So what's in the future for the business, and what do you want to do?
We're opening a whole can of worms.
Okay.
So actually, because of compliance with a lot of the banking, we are going to be using Corkscrew as our name going forward.
Gotcha.
Instead of the Smart Crypto Cafe. We're still a coffee shop. We're still doing everything's the same.
Okay.
Our marketing is still the same. But our lead name, our domain name, is structured that way.
And you're still a startup guy. People that in here,
we're
to know that
companies.
So it's not just Smart Crypto Cafe. This is like Palm Beach County. Tech people are welcome to come
so
here.
So we have 1909, which is just half a block away. We have the Hub, which is directly across the street, the Hub Palm Beach. A great bunch of guys that are doing a lot of promotion, a lot of training with marketing.
Gotcha.
We have Subculture, about two blocks away.
Okay.
There is a very strong tech field in this area.
Okay, so tell me the difference between hanging out here and Starbucks.
You know, you're in Starbucks, this is a family. This
is
a community. I can't emphasize, more.
Because most people, maybe somebody listening to this will be like, I work at home in West Palm. And I work at home. A tech guy works at home.
Yeah.
And like, if you're going to go anywhere, don't go to Starbucks. Come to Smart Crypto Cafe.
We have the people that come in. They hide in the corner. We know who they are. They know who we are.
Yeah.
We talk a little bit, but they're here to work. That's why they're here. They want to be non-social. They want to have a place that... We have the fastest Wi-Fi in the area.
Okay.
It's fiber directly in.
Okay.
We get a great rate.
Have any startups started in here that you're aware of, like hanging out in the corner yet or no?
There are startups here. I can go over names with them, but they're crypto startups.
Gotcha. All right.
There's been three launches for companies out of here.
Okay.
With developers of crypto. Based companies.
If you were an investor, would this be a place you should come and hang out?
Yes, because you have it in so many different parts. You know, of course, you know, we're taking investment. We have other companies that are constantly coming in. They know me. They know my circles, that I'm always looking to help other startups.
So I'm
networking.
If you're new to South Florida, you know, a lot of stuff, we know all the same stuff, but if you're new to South Florida and you're just listening to this podcast about tech startups, startup hop podcast, and you're just moved to Florida this week, and you're a programmer, developer, want to do a tech startup, just talk to that person about tech community, because there is a tech community in Palm Beach County, because I used to be a member of Caffeine Spaces in Boca. Even up in West Palm, it's pretty sizable. There's a lot going on, and this is kind of one of those places you want to go, right?
Yes. Now, we've just in the last month, I should back up a little bit. Last 2 weeks, we've been closed for remodeling. We've gone through and we painted the floors, we painted the walls, we're painting the ceiling. We were doing a lot of renovations. We're going through changing out all of our furniture. It's the slowest time of the year.
Okay.
So it was the time for us to make the changes that we needed to do to bring it up to,
So what is the funniest thing that's happened to you?
Oh, we can't talk about that here. Anybody that knows my world, you'll understand
any
that
completely. Any violence? We had any violence in the building?
Of course.
Any drama?
Yes, daily.
Any have to lock? Have you ever had to lock the doors?
Yes. Do we have models right now taking photos behind us? Yes,
we
do.
Models taking photos behind us, right?
Yes.
What's going on over there?
She's cute too.
Okay, that's interesting.
But
at any moment,
anybody knows that.
That's one thing about you. At any moment, there's things people say about me. I'll tell you what that is in a second. There's things people say, but there's always some drama going on when Mark Levin's involved. There's also something tech. There's some tech startup going on. It doesn't matter.
Yes, there's always tech startup.
You know what someone said about me? They said, Dan, what's your deal? I said, I do have a company about to go public. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
They're like, you always have a deal, Dan. No one else has a deal, but you have a deal. That's what it said to me. I'm always working on a deal. I'm working on like four deals. I want to have a deal. I like selling things. I like being in tech and making money. I'm sorry.
My world, it's always, there's a new startup coming in that I'm either networking with, promoting them through my crowd.
Gotcha.
I disappeared for 2 years, tried to get my life back in order.
there are people.
I needed to focus.
By posting this on, I'll promote this across like 10,000 people and Twitter, everything. We'll promote it all. And then among all that, you'll get 10 people listen to it. I'll be honest, maybe 20 or 30. But one or two of those people are good friends with you that you haven't seen in a long time.
I know.
What do you have to tell them?
Come out and check us out. I mean, okay. I've been really quiet.
I mean, some of
this.
Us in Boca Raton never leave Boca Raton. That's just who we are. It's like Silicon Valley versus San Francisco. They don't go. They don't mix.
It's
you know?
The same thing.
Like, here. I'm Boca Raton. I don't really come up here too often.
I work 121 hours a week right now.
Yeah. There's nothing
I live
Boca free.
In the space, yeah, basically.
And Boca's dead. I'll be honest with you. One guy owns all the real estate in Boca, and it sucks.
One guy owns most of the property up and down this street here.
There you go. This is a monopoly world we live in.
Yeah,
the game of Monopoly. You're
it
playing
is.
In the game.
And that we were just talking about our marketing a few minutes ago. You know, one person can own 12 different places on this street, mm-hmm. and he only has to market to one or two of them to get people to go,
there you
and
go.
They just bounce back and forth. So yeah. his marketing costs are a lot cheaper. My marketing costs are crazy. My rent is crazy. All of the other expenses around here are crazy.
Gotcha.
But
I noticed you didn't have any. I have found out recently I can drink a. You have alcohol.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Beer and wine.
Beer and wine. I cannot drink beer. I love.
I don't
beer.
Drink beer.
I can only drink apple cider.
So I have two ciders on tap right
okay,
now.
Okay, you do. Okay, so
yes.
I can drink that.
I actually
not
have two ciders on tap.
Problems.
I have three or four in bottles.
Okay, that's important. Now
half my.
I'm
beer
also
is
noticing pineapple
cider.
Ale is another thing I like.
You get pineapple cider.
Yeah, pineapple cider. Pineapple cider. And I went to Total Wine last week, and they were sold
Ace.
Out. It's so popular.
Ace.
It's Ace.
Ace is the one.
It was so
if
popular.
You're
it was
for
like
that.
Signed. It was like sold out.
Accomplice, I believe, does have one too.
Hmm. Why can't? Why is it I can handle the cider and I can't handle the
gluten?
Beer?
I can't.
It
handle
makes me
wheat.
Like something. It's just
my
the
head
beer,
clogs up.
Beer. I wake up in the middle of the night. I my head clogs up. So I can't
I
handle
have
beer.
Brain fog. If I drink beer.
Yeah,
my stomach bloats up like a balloon.
I mean, I can't drink much alcohol at all.
Brain fog.
I can drink cider and Kahlua.
So
that's it.
We do, well, like I said, we've gone to half of our taps right now are cider. About half our bottles are ciders.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, in our area.
Yeah.
The other are IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
I broke my rules. I have Bud Ice on tap right now.
Oh, okay.
yeah, it's not local. I know.
And you're gonna make and you're remodeling this place right now, so you're gonna.
Yes.
It's gonna end up like much more techno.
Yes, it's
with screens
a lot, it's a very tech focus going forward.
Okay.
LED lights above on the all around.
Okay.
Let's say
somebody flew into West Palm today,
mm-hmm.
and they are a programmer, developer. They're at a conference. They're doing something here. They're here.
Yes.
And they're trying to find something to do. And it's like Friday, and they're going to be here for the weekend in West Palm.
Tuesday nights and Friday nights are big nights here.
Okay.
Tuesday nights, we're doing technical analysis. And then we go on to, we have several meetups lined up through the month.
So even if you're from out of town, you come into town, mm-hmm. into West Palm area, and
Friday
you're here.
Friday night is
this
the
is where,
big night.
This is better than a bar and other weird shit going on. There's stuff going on.
It's
here.
The atmosphere that I've always tried to create. We are a family community first.
Mm-hmm.
So like we did Geeks Night Out, we did all these different things that I've always been a huge proponent for. We often do crawls where people come in,
mm-hmm.
Our group comes in starting around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I moved to our what we call fundamental analysis for the crypto, where we talk about crypto during the week at 6 o'clock. Till 7.
One other weird question. Whatever happened to the guy who once came into Caffeine Spaces that was making sake?
That's Matt. I've got two of his ciders.
You do. He's the one with the ciders. Okay.
Two of the ciders that are in there right now.
But he stopped making sake. He gave up on the sake? Or
I think he still makes some.
Who made sake? That was pretty unusual.
Yeah,
orange sake?
The two there.
Okay. Matt, what's his full name? What's his company?
I'm better names. Accomplice Brewery.
Accomplice Brewery. Okay, I've
Accomplice
heard of it.
Cider
oh, he's got that building around here. Like in a weird...
He's got,
I've looked it up.
He's
yeah.
got a lot more than that. Just
he's
words.
Got some weird stuff going on. He's got some space, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he's got a
I
lot.
I know. I was looking at that for some reason.
He works out of here a lot.
How about pitch events? Can we squish it in here? Is
yes.
this going to handle it?
Yes. If you look right there, we also have a hallway. We can
have you ever done pitch
people.
Events here?
No, we haven't.
Would you like to do a pitch event?
Actually,
I mean, I'm talking 80 people. 70, 90 people.
Yeah.
Can you handle it?
Yes.
Okay, size-wise.
I've had 500 people, or I helped with 500 people with one of the companies during the boat show in here.
Because we can bring I already got three startups. All of our two or three more.
All of our new furniture is made to be able to be moved around, easily accessed.
Okay.
We have, you know, the 120-inch projector screen that we're doing there. We have to still incorporate a sound system into that.
Okay.
So we've got the sound bar, the speakers set up, but we don't have the rest of the system.
Because we're kind of sick of, I mean, we're not sick of Boca, but we've never done West Palm. We've never had location.
You can't be sick of Boca.
Well, we're not sick of it, but like we can only run that event like two times a year, or it just is a certain timing. We can only do it, and eventually.
Well, that's one that you want to do quarterly.
We're doing it once every quarter. Yeah, you got it, or once every three times a year.
Yeah,
or four.
So,
three,
but
four.
You can rotate it. You can hit here. You can hit.
But we haven't had a space up here. We haven't had a space up here.
Well,
but okay, so we could do it up here, and we'll probably bring some Boca people up here.
Yes,
to see the space.
And I have there's a very, very large following does live in this area.
Of course, of course. Is there anything else you need to say? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
We are doing the rebrand.
Are you sorry for whatever it is you did?
I
don't even know what you did.
My world's a nightmare, you know that.
Just say, I'm sorry. For whatever you blame me for, I am sorry. You just am. You are who you are. I don't blame you for anything.
So, yeah, I'd probably catch y'all for everything that I do. Like everybody
but
says.
But you still keep
I'm either
trucking.
The cockroach
you keep
or the wild card.
You keep moving along and you just keep doing. You don't stop.
Well, they can say I'm either the wild card or the cockroach, the one that you can't kill.
But there is like a class system in this tech world. You get that. There is like guys who made big money, and then like everyone else. That's it. You
know, I have people here in this building that are multi.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who is the guy? Who's the Arduino Raspberry Pi guy? Who is that
Matt
guy?
Trask.
What's his
Matt
name?
Matt Trask.
I'm trying to think of his name. I have not seen Matt. Where does he live? Where is he?
He's
still down here in the cabin.
I've been, like I said, the last 2 years.
Is he okay?
Yeah. Okay. He was traveling last I heard.
Okay. I was looking for him because I got a startup. I have a startup that's really interested in Arduinos and the Raspberry Pi. I started doing some Arduino programming. You know, there's a website called Wish, cheapo Chinese website. Wish.com. Check this out. You go to Wish and for like, you can buy like Arduino copies, clones, for $8.
Dude, buy the real thing for $2 more.
No. I mean, I'm saying what's 36 you can get for $8. But not that, they'll give you 30 sensors for like $20.
Yeah.
It's cool.
No, a lot of that stuff, yeah.
What my goal with all that little sensor stuff is I want to make, I'm halfway done, I am making a talking dog machine.
We need to get you into mining.
What, mining? Oh, Bitcoin mining? I probably should.
Cryptocurrency.
Do I need to have like that machine like on Silicon Valley where every time it mines, it goes, you know what I'm talking about?
you're going to like mining? What we're doing.
I was working with a crew out of Toronto, another dating company or technology company, and they were close to doing a deal with me. And then they suddenly announced, we're not doing the deal with you. We're not helping working with you because we have decided to invest in like 12,000 computers in outside of Toronto where we're just Bitcoin mining.
Yes, because of
they're nuts.
No, they're not nuts because the weather is.
They raised $20 million.
They have hydroelectric in that area.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is cost effective. Florida's one
interested.
Of the best places there is for immersion cooled mining. If anybody knows that, I really, you know, before I got sick, I really, really was deep into.
And how's your health then? You're feeling
health
better?
Is complete. Yeah, my
gluten free.
If I stop breaking legs and, you know, jumping off counters and,
you go to the gym?
Gluten-free. No, I don't touch a gym. I work 120 hours a week. I can't do that.
Okay. But you can just sit there and do push-ups.
Dude, I did 50 this morning.
Okay, there you go.
Just to see if I could do them.
Yeah. My problem is I'm stuck in front of a computer because I've had to do programming last year. I have to do what I have to do.
But I've, you know, pretty much did all my detoxing of, as much as I could, get my body back in order.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Anything else you want to tell people before we get off this podcast?
Come on up here. We're having a lot of fun.
So let me just clarify again. This is Mark Lehman from smartcryptocafe.com with a physical cafe in downtown West Palm. It's on Clematis Street. What's your number? 319?
It's 319.
319 Clematis Street. If you're in West Palm and you're a tech person, you need to go here if you have not been here, because this is it. And if you're from Boca or south, you can come up. I know people in Stewart. Tell them to come down. I will meet with some people. I have to meet another guy from Stewart. I will meet him here. This is a good place to meet.
Tri-Rail. The Tri-Rail is one of the
best. Oh, you can get here from the Tri-Rail. What about the new one, the Brightline? How far are we from the Brightline? Can you walk to there from here?
I don't have the money to be taken back.
Oh, but where is the Brightline? Is it
Brightline? It's right here.
It's a
block and a half away.
Well, they made a big announcement that Boca is getting a stop. Right?
Yeah.
But you know what's funny about that? There's no one going to get off. There's no one in downtown Boca. There's like nothing going on there.
You know where they're putting it.
Oh, I know exactly where the garden is. Yeah. But you know, no one's going to take it. There's no one in Boca. There's no one. I'll be the only one taking it.
I was telling everybody they were going to build it there, and that building was available at the time.
Okay. You lost out on that one.
Yep.
Then could open up the old stop that's been shut since 1955. It's a museum. Boca actually has the museum. They can open the museum up.
Yeah. So we do have a lot of customers that come in here that they live in the Brightline building. They use it. The real cool thing about here in Florida, you don't need a lot of money for transportation if you really want to. Because you can jump on Brightline, you can jump on Tri-Rail, you can go to Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Gotcha.
You know, very, very easily.
Gotcha. Any other ventures you're getting? Are you going to be supplying smart crypto point of sale for other coffee shops? Is there anything you're doing like that?
Yeah, there's a lot more. Because
are you a consultant? Are you helping, working? You're just too busy.
Actually, we have another company that's formed, being finalized right now. Okay. It is where the ATM.
And you absolutely sure you don't want a mobile app for your new business?
I don't have enough time in my head.
No. Right, all they'll do for you with this one is drop the logo on and...
Yes, of course I do.
I'll see what I can do.
Yes.
I'm on the board of one company that is in this business of specifically mobile apps for this kind of business.
Yes.
Okay.
We need that. We need to finalize our...
And there's no cost up front, though. There's a monthly, but there's no cost up front.
I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Okay, so there are... I think that's the girl I was talking about before. I think she's the one. So we're working up there in the web agency above you. Yeah, so one last thing. If somebody is up in New York area and they're thinking about moving to the West Palm area, or they're coming from somewhere else in the country because they're idiots like us and decided to move to Florida, what do you have to say to that? Not idiots.
Okay, this area where we're at is perfect for what I want to have.
Work-life balance?
Work-life balance, yeah, if I ever had a life.
Would be anywhere you would have a problem with that.
Yeah, we know that. So
no winter?
The weather here
is amazing. Where are you from originally?
Minnesota.
Northern Minnesota. Why is that? I thought you were from South Dakota.
North Dakota and Minnesota.
Okay, I knew you were from somewhere. Yeah. Dakota. You're not going back?
Lived in Great Forks. No.
Not going back? No.
Maybe visit.
Yeah, okay.
So once a decade, I guess it looks like.
Are you saying don't come here because it's too crowded, we don't need you?
No, I am saying that.
Back in North Dakota, come here or not?
Come here immediately. Right. The development that we're having in downtown West Palm Beach is amazing.
How about the investment community, the investors? Are there investors or no? Yes.
There's thousands of investors here in the area. Okay. They're just not educated on what we're doing.
Okay, but you are steps away from one of the wealthiest spots in the country.
I'm steps away
from one of the wealthiest
people in this building.
Okay. So there is capital right here.
There's so much capital.
We just have to crack it open somehow.
Well, it's being able to prove what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's networking. People got to know who you are really to get into the investment crowd in this area.
Okay.
Once you're in those circles, I'm constantly seeing... people are more than just a millionaire status.
Gotcha, billionaires.
They're
half billionaire.
Least,
you know what we do at our
example,
office? We step
outside the door. If you see the car,
we step out in Boca and we look at Federal Highway and the cars go by. And Craig's a car guy. I'm not. He's like,
He's like Bentley.
Yeah.
He's like convertible Bentley. He's like SUV Bentley.
There's a very famous hedge fund manager that just got out of his car right now.
Oh, I see him. Yeah, I see him. Okay.
So,
I don't know him, but I did over that. So there is a tech industry. There is possible for raising capital. You could be real successful here.
There is, but we haven't. I honestly have not been tapped into that circle.
Okay.
We just had a discussion with somebody that runs a VC company.
Mm-hmm.
There's also several angel
investment.
We know
about all the angels, yeah.
They're angel.
You know about Florida Funders? You know about Florida Funders? Yeah. They're terrific. Amazing. Amazing stuff. I went to one of their events. The companies they're investing in are just amazing.
I like to work one-on-one now with the investors. I bring them in. Some of them are coming in here and we're speaking, you know, I'm putting them in the right place.
Okay.
I need them to start looking at what we're doing because, you know, I need the funding here as well.
Have you done any other podcasts?
This is the first time I've talked openly in public in probably 4 years.
Oh, this is a big, I'm going to say Mark Lehman exposé.
Come on. Everybody knows that I pretty much went underground for 4 years.
Okay, so some of your friends will be listening. Okay, we're going to finish up.
Hey, I'm still alive.
We came to see if you're alive and well.
Let's see. I've only broken one bone in the last 3 months.
Okay, all right. You take calcium supplements or no?
Yeah, I take lots of supplements.
Okay, all right. Maybe you shouldn't take supplements.
No, I'm doing...
Drink a lot of milk or no?
No, no. No milk at all.
Oh, that's not good.
No,
I still drink some milk.
I have to do the magnesium
to
counteract. No, I get plenty
from
the vegetables.
I do
all the almond milks. Okay. That's one of the things that we're well known for locally here.
Yeah.
Is since I don't drink milk, I have all the other milk.
Oh, you got
derivatives. Whatever
happened to the banana milk guys? You know about that one or no?
No, I haven't seen them around.
I don't know what's going on, but I tried contacting the banana milk guys.
Aaron Warmus just walked by.
Someone new. Who's that?
Aaron Warmus.
Oh, Aaron Warmus.
Guy in Clematis.
Who's that? I don't know. I don't know anybody.
One of the local guys here that's been doing this for the social media and promotion for about 15 years.
So this is a tech hub here.
Yes.
Right at this corner. Okay. Gotcha. For startup people, social media, tech.
There are a lot
of stuff going on here. Okay. And if you're here at the Smart Crypto Cafe, at any moment, you could be meeting one of these people.
Yes.
Tech people, do your stuff, investors, mm-hmm. Bitcoin people from the Cayman Islands or Malta or places that...
We might have somebody sleeping from the islands over in the corner.
You know, like, at any moment, somebody, illicit person who probably shouldn't be in the country, that's coming over from Palm Beach Island.
Oh, you know that. Come on. You're letting into my world again. That's half my customer base that I'm supposed to be hiding.
All right, we're going to finish up. Let me see where we're at here. Okay, I'm going to finish up this and have a great day, everybody. And once again, this is Startup Poppy. We're going to try to do a Startup Pop event at the Smart Crypto Cafe. We're going to do it. We're going to do it by the end of the year. We'll do it. We'll just do it.
If you see corksbrew.com.
Corksbrew.
Yes.
Okay.
Corksbrew.com is probably what we're going to be.
Profit margin on the beer is better than the coffee. Is that what you're telling me as well?
Oh, profit margin. They're both really good.
And how? Oh, one last thing. So on the alcohol, was it any kind of trouble getting the alcohol? Is he snoring?
Yes.
All right.
The guy from the islands is sleeping.
That's okay. Leave him alone. So, but like profit margin on the actual alcohol is better than the coffee or about the same?
Yeah, it is better on alcohol. One of the things that we are doing is by my, actually the inspector has suggested that we go into full alcohol.
And if they've listened this far, so when are you reopening? What's the actual date, your official reopening?
Official reopen, it looks like we're going to be next Friday is our full opening.
Okay.
Monday, yeah, I'm going to have a lot more of the food ready to go. Okay.
If I see people coming in, are you open tonight?
Yeah, I'm open right now.
Oh, you're open right now.
I don't think I have the open sign on. I haven't put any of the furniture outside.
There's no one going by.
The idea is, you know, I had a lot of work to do today.
And I interrupted you.
Sometimes an interruption.
You know? Okay, so we're going to finish up. make it to Smart Crypto Cafe to see Mark Lehman. If you know him from the past from Caffeine Spaces, this is a way to reconnect. He wants,
come on,
he wants
guys, to see, come back in.
He wants the guys to come back in, see what's going on here. We have a pretty big following for Startup Pop, so they'll get the message about this in this podcast, so they get a chance to listen in. And other than that, have a great day.